I'm Tom Hall. This is Midday. In today's edition of Midday with the Mayor, we're going down the ocean for a conversation with Rick Meehan, the mayor of Ocean City, Maryland. He's held the top job in one of Maryland's top tourist destinations for nearly 15 years, but perhaps none of those years has been as eventful as the last one. With COVID-19 showing signs that it's finally fading as a public health threat, will pent-up yearning for travel bring families back to the boardwalk and the beach? Plus, theater critic J. Wynn Russett confirms that the theater scene in Baltimore is slowly coming back to life. She reviews a new in-person production of a show called Serious Adverse Effects, the latest offering from Rapid Lemon Productions. Midday starts after the news. Good afternoon and welcome. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. Very glad you're with us. It's Midday with the Mayor today. With vaccinations up and COVID cases down, this summer's travel season is expected to be considerably better than last year's. Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start of summer, is a little over a week away, so today we thought it would be good to catch up with the mayor of Ocean City, a big destination for families across the state. Mayor Rick Meehan entered local politics in OC back in 1985 when he was first elected to the city council. He served as the president of the council for 14 years, and he's been the mayor of Ocean City since 2006. Mayor Meehan joins us on Zoom. Mr. Mayor, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Tom. Thank you for asking me to be here.
Well, we're delighted to have you and happy summer. What's your expectation about tourism and crowds that you expect in your fair city this summer?
Well, we expect to have a very busy summer season. And if the early spring numbers are any indication of what we're going to experience as we move forward, it's very promising. Even in the months, March, the numbers in March were up significantly, same in April. And then in May, we've seen large crowds here. People want to be outside on the, you know, in the beach area, on the boardwalk, and they're coming to Ocean City in large numbers.
You had the 30th annual Spring Fest. I guess that was just last weekend, right? How was that attended, and what was the mood for that event?
It was very well attended, and we had made some modifications to Spring Fest. Spring Fest is, you know, we start to plan for that about 9 months out, and some of the COVID restrictions were still in place during that planning, those planning stages. So we changed the format somewhat. We removed some of the large tents, put in smaller tents that separated everybody a little bit, went to a more of a totally outdoor theme with an outdoor stage for entertainment, eliminated the large enclosed entertainment tent. And you know, Tom, sometimes things just happen and they work out. And honestly, everybody liked this setup even better. And we had large crowds. The weather wasn't great this past weekend. The merchants and some of the visitors to Springfest, they kind of sat through some wind and rain and even some hail, but they stayed, and we had a huge turnout. Over 100,000 people visited Springfest this past weekend, and it was a very big success.
What are the remaining COVID restrictions that are in place in Ocean City? Has Ocean City fully aligned with Governor Hogan's suggestions for the state? Are there any differences? What can people expect when they go to OC this summer in terms of, you know, mask mandates and restaurant capacity, that kind of thing?
Okay. We are following the governor's roadmap to recovery and all of his mandates as well as CDC guidelines. And over the course of the last year, we have either met or in many cases exceeded some of those mandates. Right now, we're closely aligned with the state's mandates. We're following what was some of the restrictions that were recently lifted. We are no longer requiring masks in outdoor areas. That would include the boardwalk or the beach or the Sunfest grounds or anything like that. So masks are no longer required. You know, we do encourage people to wear masks if they're more comfortable, and to certainly do what they think is the right thing for them to do. But we're following the state guidelines very closely. As far as restaurants are concerned, again, we're following the guidelines that are currently in place. Outdoor seating no longer requires a mask or distancing at all, and we're following that. Indoors in restaurants, you do need to wear a mask to enter the restaurant as you would in any other area of the state. However, once you sit down at the table, you know, you can remove that, you know, that mask. And retail establishments, the same. We're following the state guidelines. So if you're traveling, particularly from Maryland, you can assume that you're going to be following the same guidelines you would at home.
And what about the beach itself in terms of separating people? I mean, you know, on real crowded weekends in Ocean City and throughout other resort towns on the shore, you know, folks are pretty much cheek to jowl. Or is there going to be any effort to separate pods when people are actually on the beach?
You know, Tom, we saw last summer there wasn't a mask requirement on the beach, you know, and we asked people to separate. And what we saw was they basically did. If you walked out onto the beach, you'd see family units together. You'd see groups of 2, 4, 6, 8, even 10 in family units together on the beach. You know, if you look at one of those photos where they use the big lens that takes about a 3-block photo and condenses it all to one block, it might have looked like people were on top of each other, but that was not the case at all. If you walked out on the beach, you could see where voluntarily people were separating. And I think you'll see that same thing take place this year. You know, we're very fortunate in Ocean City. We have an extremely large, wide beach. So people have the ability to, you know, just stay a little further apart from each other than maybe normal. And I expect you'll see that take place again.
It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. My guest today for this edition of Midday with the Mayor is the Mayor of Ocean City, Mayor Rick Meehan, who joins us on Zoom. You are welcome to join us as well if you have a question for Mayor Meehan, 410-662-8780. Our email is midday@wypr.org. Our Twitter handle is @MiddayWYPR. And to follow me on Twitter, it's @TomHallWYPR. I'd love to hear from you if you are planning to go to Ocean City sometime this summer, perhaps even for the famous Memorial Day weekend, which is, as I said, you know, almost just a little more than a week away. What are your plans about summer vacationing this summer, and do they include Ocean City, and do you have any reticence about it? Do you have full-fledged enthusiasm about it? Give us a call, send us an email, drop us a tweet, let us know how you feel. So, Mr. Mayor, what did you learn about, you know, handling crowds and about people's experience in Ocean City last summer? What do you think you will take from your experience when we were really in the thick of it with COVID-19? This is pre-vaccine, and it was a very different climate, a very different kettle of fish, as it were, a year ago than now. What'd you learn, and you know, how is that informing your approach to the tourist season this year?
Well, Tom, it was just about this time last year that a number of the restrictions had been lifted, and what we learned was our business community was very resourceful. They met the challenges. They were extremely difficult, but they all complied, and I was very proud of the way our business community responded to the mandates and to the restrictions. Our business owners, our restaurateurs in particular, you know, they capitalized on expanding their carryout operations when carryout was really just about the only thing that was available. And I think what you'll see is many of those types of expanded carryout operations will continue. They worked well, and it was a new way for some of our businesses to do business, and I think they'll continue to do that. We expanded outdoor dining when that became allowable. We allowed our businesses to expand into areas outside of their premises, into parking areas, into side yard areas, other areas that typically weren't used. Many of those businesses took advantage of that. And they also went forward and really improved those areas. And following up for this year, got zoning approvals to build canopies over some of those areas and to really make them permanent outdoor seating areas. So we have a lot of excellent opportunities for outdoor dining in Ocean City. So that worked in our favor. And that has really been expanded. And again, I think it was to the ingenuity and the creativity of some of our business owners that they were able to find ways to comply yet continue to expand their business. We saw our retail operations, you know, they were very committed to following the guidelines. They were able to work their businesses and still comply. I think we saw a lot of ingenuity from our business owners. And I think a lot of what you saw them do, they'll continue to do moving forward. And they'll take forward some of those things that actually became advantageous to their business opportunities.
I mean, overall, how would you assess the economic impact on the business community? I mean, here in Baltimore, some of the other larger jurisdictions throughout the state, we've seen a number of restaurant closures, a number of hotels closing because business just, you know, didn't just drop off. It just vanished, very precipitously in March of 2020. Did you have a number of businesses actually fail in Ocean City? Have you had new businesses spring up? How would you assess, you know, what this last year has meant for the business community in town?
Well, it has definitely been a challenge for the business community, but Tom, I do not know of any businesses that failed due to COVID restrictions last year. I see that we always have some new businesses, but it's a relatively small number each year. I don't know of any businesses that closed because of COVID. I knew that they were challenged. Our hotels, when they were, I had actually closed hotels for a period of time in the beginning in March and then until May, just to get us ahead of this as fast as we could. When they reopened, some were not able to open to full capacity, but as the summer went forward, they were able to expand their operations. So many of our businesses, had subpar seasons. We actually had some businesses that by expanding to more outdoor activities actually had very good years, but it's not something that we wanted to experience again. And I think by everybody doing everything that they were supposed to be doing, following all the guidelines, and then, of course, getting the vaccine and getting vaccinated, we've put ourselves in a much better position for this summer.
Yeah, the vaccination rates throughout Worcester County are pretty high. I mean, you have about 39% of county residents fully vaccinated at this juncture, and that's among the highest levels in terms of percentage of the population that's been vaccinated in the state. Are you satisfied with the Ocean City residents and the levels of vaccination rates you're seeing among your population?
I am. We're actually countywide. We're at about 42.3%, and it's continuing to go up. And we became prepared for that vaccine. We had all of our paramedics trained to give the vaccine. They were prepared. And that really was a great assistance to the Worcester County Health Department. Our paramedics, they were at different locations throughout the county, assisting the county and giving the vaccine. We were able to get our residents vaccinated at different sites here in Ocean City as that vaccine became available. So we were very, very proactive. We continue to do that. As a matter of fact, this past weekend at SpringFest, we actually had our paramedics set up there, and they were giving people that wanted them the vaccine right there at SpringFest. So we're being very proactive with that and certainly encouraging anybody that wants to get vaccinated to do so as soon as possible.
And will that offer be extended to folks who come to Ocean City to vacation and to visit? Will people be able to do walk-up vaccines when they come down to OC this summer?
Yes, they will. And, that's something that we're going to work with the Worcester County Health Department on, But yes, we're going to, whenever possible, with the availability, of course, of the vaccine, which right now seems to be readily available, you know, we're going to make it so that if somebody comes to Ocean City, there will be areas, locations where they can get vaccinated.
Mayor Rick Meehan is the mayor of Ocean City, Maryland. We'll have more with Mayor Meehan on the other side of a quick break. You can join our conversation with the mayor at 410-662-8780. Our email is midday@wypr.org. You can tweet us at @MiddayWYPR. You can tweet me at @TomHallWYPR. Stay with us.
You're listening to your NPR news station, 88.1 WYPR.
Welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. By the way, coming up tomorrow, a conversation with the award-winning ProPublica journalist Alec McGillis, whose latest book explores the impact of Amazon on communities large and small across the United States and around the world. The book is called Fulfillment: Winning and Losing in One-Click America. So Alec McGillis will join me tomorrow here on Midday. If you've just joined us today, my guest is Rick Meehan, the mayor of Ocean City, Maryland. To join our conversation, 410-662-8780. Our email is midday@wypr.org. Our Twitter handle is @MiddayWYPR. My Twitter handle @TomHallWYPR. So, Mr. Mayor, we have a email from Ted here in Baltimore who says, I'm excited to get back to the beach, but I must know, will Trimper's Haunted House be open? No matter how old I get, that will always be a highlight of my beach trips.
Well, Ted, I can assure you that Trimper's Haunted House is already open. And they've been open for a couple of weeks on weekends on the boardwalk. And they'll be ready and waiting for you as soon as you can get here.
All right. Well, it sounds like he's on the way, so that's great. So we talked before the break about the economic impact of COVID on the business community. How about the economic impact on the city itself and city revenues, the city budget? I understand that, you know, the tourism tax-related revenue last summer was down almost $7 million. What was the overall effect of your revenue last year going into the current fiscal year? How y'all doing?
Well, we're doing very well. Unfortunately, yes, the tourist-related income was down significantly. We didn't run our boardwalk trams, which is a significant source of revenue. Our bus ridership was down significantly because, again, you know, we were at a very limited public transportation mode, you know, due to COVID restrictions. So there were a number of our revenue sources that were down significantly. But the town of Ocean City has always been very conservative in their budgeting and been very focused on maintaining an appropriate fund balance to put us in a position where if this did occur or if we did have any type of business interruption, you know, right here on the Atlantic coast, really we're planning more for something that might be the result of a hurricane or some, you know, a storm like that. This was a different type of storm, obviously, but we were prepared and our fund balance was in place to subsidize and to make up for those shortages. And we went ahead and we've passed a full budget already for this coming year with a constant yield tax rate. So we did not raise our taxes. We feel confident that moving forward, as business continues to grow back to pre-COVID levels, we're going to be able to build that fund balance back up and continue to be in a very, very solid financial position.
So you're not worried, it sounds like, you know, that any draconian measures are going to need to be taken in terms of budget cuts or, you know, reallocating funds. I mean, you think you're going to have enough to work with moving forward?
Oh, absolutely. We're still over our 15% policy of having 50% funds in reserve. Even with the shortages from last year. So we've put ourselves in a very good position. You know, sometimes people question, why do you have such a large fund balance? You know, why do you do that? Well, this was an example of why a city like the town of Ocean City does that. And it certainly put us in a position to, we can continue to move forward. We actually have some budget increases. We hired more police officers. We hired more public works employees. So, you know, we're just continuing to position ourselves to move forward.
And when it comes to hiring police officers, it has been your practice for many years to hire some new law enforcement personnel seasonally, right? You hire folks just for the summer. We do have a comment from Phil, who emails from Silver Spring, who says, I love OC and I'm eager to return to the beach this summer with my family, but I do worry about crime in the town, on the streets and on the boardwalk. I read that there was a spike in assaults last year. And Mr. Mayor, Phil is correct. There were some 120 more assaults in 2020 than there had been the year previous. What do you think? Why do you think that was the case? And the spike in crime that Ocean City did experience was not unlike many other municipalities throughout the country. But to what do you attribute it? And what's your expectation this summer in terms of getting it back to levels where it had been over the last 5 years?
Yeah, that's a good question, Tom. And relatively, our crime rate is very low, and that spike was very unusual. But as you indicated, that wasn't unusual for the times that we all went through last year. And I think some were COVID related and just a result of some of the things that happened during the pandemic, during the ongoing pandemic. And also some of the unrest you saw throughout the country. I think we had a spillover of some of that. Should be noted that that spike really was in two different time periods. It was during a time period in June when we really did experience some unexpected behavior on the boardwalk. And that's the unfortunate news. The good news is there were really only three or four incidents of real concern. And most of those happened late in the evening and really did not involve the typical visitor. They would seem to be different people that were at odds with each other. So while they occurred, there were probably 150,000 other people in town that were completely safe and relaxing and enjoying Ocean City. We also have a unsanctioned event in September that has caused a spike in some of those arrests during that time period. And we're working closely with the state of Maryland and with the governor's office and our other allied agencies throughout the area to do what we can to address that. As a result, though, to be proactive, we did hire 10 new police officers, year-round police officers, to add to our year-round force. And we also have, fortunately, been able to increase our number of seasonal officers and public safety aides for the 2021 season. So you're going to see an increased police presence. The point of that is to deter those type of activities from taking place, but also to be readily available to address them if they do. So public safety is our number one priority. We're committed to public safety. We're committed to keeping our residents and visitors safe. And that's what we're going to do in 2021.
You held a job fair for city jobs in March. That includes hiring lifeguards. I know many of the businesses throughout the state, and particularly some on the shore, in the food industry and the seafood industry, are finding it difficult to attract the seasonal workers that they often get. Are the businesses that you're hearing from in Ocean City also having a tough time? You know, a lot of college kids, young kids come down to the beach to work for the summer. Many of them are international students. They come from England and from all across the United States and other countries in Europe. What's different this year, you know, given COVID travel restrictions, et cetera, are businesses and is the city able to hire the folks you need?
Well, the good news is the city has been able to hire the employees for the most part. We are still struggling to hire some of our bus drivers and some of our tram operators, and we're continuing to work on that. I already talked about the police department and how they've met and exceeded their quotas. Our beach patrol is fully staffed at 10 a.m. on May 29th, the Saturday of Memorial Weekend. They'll take the stands at 10 o'clock, and they'll be on those stands every day from 10 to 5:30 throughout the summer. So as far as public safety is concerned, we are fully staffed. You are correct. Just like other areas throughout the state, our businesses are struggling to get employees. One of the major reasons is that we typically host anywhere between 4,500 and 5,500 J1 students. Those are the students you refer to that come from countries from all over the world, predominantly Eastern Europe. And we did not have the J1 students last year, and that was a tremendous burden to our businesses. Adding on top of limited capacities, they had limited abilities because of the lack of personnel. And as of today, we're working to see that those J1 students are returned to Ocean City. They're cleared at this end, as far as the United States is concerned. It's a matter of them now getting through their embassies in their countries and getting through the COVID restrictions. So we're optimistic that we're going to see at least a portion of those students here in Ocean City this summer. But again, it is going to be a challenge for our local businesses to meet all the demands. And with that being said, what I would say to your listeners is our businesses will be open. They will be doing everything they can to provide the best service possible, but please have a little bit of patience, because in all likelihood, they are going to be understaffed this summer. They're going to be doing everything they can to overcome that. And we are working with the business community, with doing job fairs to attract people, to get people to come to work. Unfortunately, some people aren't coming to work because they're making more money by not working than they are coming to work. And that's a problem. But we're doing everything we can to compensate for that.
Yeah, and even President Biden started acknowledging that may be the case in more than a few instances. But are the restaurateurs in particular telling you that they're really finding it difficult to get back of house and, front of house serving staff to come work with them, even folks who have worked with them before? Are you hearing that a lot from your restaurateurs in particular?
Yes, we are. And it is a challenge. It's a challenge for our hoteliers as well. And the loss of the J1 students, not only are they terrific young individuals, but they're great workers. And it's a cultural exchange program. And they're a great asset to Ocean City. And we're really hoping that we're going to see them again. But yes, they are struggling with that, just as they are in other areas of the state, but doing everything they can to compensate for it.
It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. My guest today, Mayor Rick Meehan of Ocean City, Maryland. Our number here at Midday, 410-662-8780. Our email is midday@wypr.org. Our Twitter handle is @MiddayWYPR. We have a caller on the line, Tom, from Mount Vernon. Tom, welcome to Midday with Mayor Meehan.
Thank you so much, Tom, and Your Honor. Your Honor, my question is, I was wondering, in the future, would Ocean City government be willing to reconsider the placement of offshore power wind turbines in the future?
Tom, I can answer that. The town of Ocean City supports wind energy, clean energy, and the placement of wind turbines off of our coast. Our only request is that they be placed far enough offshore so that they do not obstruct or the view of the horizon off the coast of Ocean City. That has been our request for 4 years, ever since I first saw the renderings of what they were going to look like at the distances and at the size that they are supposed to be. When you look at what's developed in other areas, such as Virginia Beach, off the coast of Virginia Beach in North Carolina, those turbines are being placed 26 plus miles off their coast. If we could have that same distance off of our coast of Ocean City, we could certainly be fully supportive of the projects. At this point, although we support the initiative, we still have concerns about them being as close as 12.9 miles off our coast.
So you're saying that there is empirical evidence in other jurisdictions where it works to have them far enough offshore that while you're sitting on the beach, you can't see them. This is an aesthetic concern, right? You want them to be out of sight for people who are sitting on the beaches. Do I understand that correctly?
Absolutely. The beaches and all the, you know, the properties and oceanfront property owners. And we've been consistent in our approach to that. And like you just said, yes, other areas, it certainly can be done. And that's the only thing that we've asked. We'd like to be partners in this. We'd like to see this be a prototype for being the best wind turbine projects in the nation. We just can't accept at the moment that they're going to be so close to our shore. And it should also be known, I know this is it's a difficult issue for us, that when these turbines were first proposed, they were 2.5 megawatt towers. I mean, they were 250 feet tall. The ones that are being proposed now are 12 megawatt towers, and they're 850 feet tall. They're twice as tall as the tallest building in Ocean City. So these are gigantic structures. And, things have changed, as this concept has proceeded. And we just think that the scale needs to be adjusted so that they're not going to have a major impact on the horizon off the town of Ocean City forever.
And Mr. Mayor, there's continuing efforts to have offshore drilling off the coast of Ocean City. This is something you've opposed in the past. What's the status of those efforts and the status of Ocean City's efforts to make sure it doesn't happen?
Well, I think we stand firm with our fellow beach areas up and down the Atlantic in opposition to that. And go back as far as the late great mayor Harry Kelly had a proclamation opposing that, as did former mayors Fish Powell and Jim Mathias, and I presented one as well. And we see where that could be very detrimental to our shoreline, to our habitat. We need to protect our future. We need to protect our shoreline. We need to protect our amenities here on the Eastern Shore. So we do stand in opposition to that.
In early August, there's a huge fishing tournament in Ocean City, the White Marlin Open. You get prize money, sometimes topping $1 million, a big, big event. Are events like that being rescheduled? Will they happen again this summer? Has there been any attenuation of some of these large sporting events or large, sort of festival type events because of COVID? Where do things stand for summer of 2021?
Well, last year, the White Marlin Open did take place. The actual tournament itself took place. And usually the weigh-ins take place at Harbor Island at 14th Street on the Bayside in Ocean City. And they were broadcast virtually. There were no attendees or participants that were able to come onto the Harbor Island grounds, where typically there might be 4,000 to 5,000 people, there during the course of any day. So the fishing tournament did proceed. This year, it will continue again. It will be held the first full week in August. There will be participants, spectators allowed in the weigh-in areas. And there will also be a secondary location just to the south at 3rd Street, where there will be a White Marlin Open Festival where people can go and watch the weigh-ins virtually on the large screen. So we're actually expanding that tournament as far as the spectator experience. And it is the largest billfish tournament in the world. And actually, prize money last year exceeded $3 million.
Boy, terrific. I understand that Ocean City is not cicada friendly. What can you tell us about that? I understand there's been an advertising campaign saying if you want to avoid cicadas, come on down to OC.
That's kind of a tongue-in-cheek, advertising campaign. It's You know, you have to have a little bit of fun. And the cicadas, of course, every 17 years, you know, they expose themselves and they come out. And look, I've been in Baltimore when the cicadas were there, and it is it's quite noisy, and it does get to you after a while for a couple of weeks. So just to kind of have a little fun with that, we declared Ocean City a cicada-free zone. And it really is, because the soils in this area aren't compatible to the cicadas. So they haven't been sleeping here for 17 years. So it is a cicada-free zone. So if the humming of the cicadas starts to get to you, why don't you come on down and sit on the beach and listen to the sound of the waves crashing on shore.
Just got a couple minutes left with you, Mr. Mayor. I want you to tell folks who may not have heard about this, about a man named Jonathan Bauer, who jumped into the water to save a two-year-old in the Assawoman Bay. And this is an incredible story of courage and bravery on the part of Mr. Bauer. But tell us what happened in that instance and what the end result was for that little child.
Yes, unfortunately, a week ago Sunday, there was a 5-car accident on the Route 90 bridge, and one of the vehicles was actually halfway kind of teetering over the side railing, and a 2-year-old had been ejected from the vehicle and landed in the water approximately 20, 25 feet below. Mr. Bauer was actually involved in the accident. He and his daughter were heading home West Ocean Pines, and he got hit by one of the cars that was in the accident. They were both okay. He got out of the car to check to see how others were doing, and the driver of the one vehicle pointed down to the bay, and Jonathan saw the infant in the water and told his 12-year-old daughter, Ava, to stay where she was, you know, to just stay here. And he went over the side and jumped into the water. And he was able to rescue the 2-year-old. He put her across his back and hit her a few times just to tap her to get her to, you know, to spit up the water that she had ingested, which she did. Fortunately, another local family were in their pontoon boat. Their daughter saw what was happening, and they came right over, and Jonathan and the baby were able to get onto the boat, and they were both rescued and taken to the boat ramp where the baby was flown to the hospital. The good news is there were 8 people in the accident involved. Some were injured slightly. All are fine. And the 2-year-old is recovering just fine, thanks to Jonathan Bauer. And we call him our humble hero because he really was. He did not want any recognition for this. He is just one of those good guys that saw what had to be done and took action. And, you know, we'll all be forever grateful to his bravery and for doing what he did to rescue that young child.
Absolutely. God bless him. He jumps off a bridge 25 feet into the water to save this kid. And he, you know, made a terrific outcome that could have been a horrible tragedy. Mayor Rick Meehan is the mayor of Ocean City, Maryland. Mr. Mayor, good luck this summer. I hope you have a great season. And I know lots and lots of folks are going to enjoy visiting Ocean City as the summer months proceed. So thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Tom. And yes, we invite everybody to visit us at the beach, and we hope everybody has a great, safe summer.
Thank you, sir. Coming up next, theater critic J. Wynn Russick joins me with a review of a new show at the Motor House here in Baltimore by Rapid Lemon Productions. It's called Serious Adverse Effects. Judy joins me on the other side of a quick break. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.
You're listening to your NPR news station, 88.1 WYPR.